This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. It's summer, which means it's movie season. What promises to be a big blockbuster comes to theaters this weekend, an action movie called White House Down.
This is John Cale. I'm with the president. We're in the White House. They've taken the building and they're holding hostages, including my daughter.
Help is not coming. You just need to get out of there.
Can you not hit me in the head with a rocket while I'm trying to drive?
Oh, boy. Watching that trailer, I couldn't help but think of something Wesley Morris said on the show a few months back about the action hero. Wesley Morris is a film critic at Grantland. Hey, Wesley.
Hey, David. How are you?
I'm good. All right. So this weekend, White House Down opens, starring Channing Tatum. And Wesley, you were on the show a few months back talking about Bruce Willis, I believe, a man who, like the rest of us, keeps getting older and older, but unlike the rest of us, is still an action star. So I wonder, is Channing Tatum, do you think Bruce Willis's heir apparent here? Is he the new action hero?
No, I don't think the model really holds anymore. And I think what's actually happening is you have these team-ups happening where you have either large ensembles, the Star Trek movies or Fast and the Furious movies, or you have a team-up like White House Down, which is actually a Jamie Foxx, Channing Tatum movie, or The Heat, which also opens on Friday, which has Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy. And you have fewer and fewer movies that place these things on the shoulders of one individual, one star.
Why is that happening, Wesley? Why can one man or one woman no longer shoulder a franchise, an action franchise?
Well, I mean, in some ways, the way the movie business has gone, you don't need stars in the... I mean, the thinking is that you don't need stars in the way that you used to. The stars are no longer the people themselves. It's the genre. So, you know, like the zombie movie or the vampire movie or the superhero movie, these things are sort of the attractions now. You could put anybody in these movies and people will still go is the assumption.
You know, you talk about putting anybody in these movies, and even in an action movie like White House Down, you've got Channing Tatum paired with Jamie Foxx. I mean, these are sort of unexpected pairings.
Right. Well, I mean, it's got to be smart, too. I mean, I think the thing about a movie like The Heat is you have Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock, two people who America likes individually working together.
But don't scream action star to me, those two.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, you have an action comedy starring these two people. I think that the reason that movie will probably be a hit is because there are two people with a proven track record doing this particular kind of thing. And I think the thing about what you're seeing now with a movie like World War Z, which is this zombie movie that opened last week that stars Brad Pitt.
Yeah, this seems to poke a little hole in your theory there, because here's an action movie, a very expensive action movie that has one star, perhaps the star with a capital V. That's Brad Pitt.
Well, yes and no. I mean, if it were Brad Pitt doing something besides fighting zombies, I'd be more open to that argument. But I mean, you have a built-in hook. I think Brad Pitt is like extra. He's a bonus. You could have taken Channing Tatum and put him in that movie, and it would, you know what I mean? It's like, with all due respect to Channing Tatum, I think the point is it's easier to sell something like zombies or vampires because there's a built-in audience for that sort of thing in a different way than there's an assumed built-in audience for a guy like Brad Pitt. And I think this is how you wind up with a movie like The Avengers, which is just laden with stars, but the stars aren't the attraction. It's the comic book itself.
Wesley Morris, film critic for Grantland. Thanks, Wesley.
Thank you, David.